what the fuck is up? I'm taking a bath and I'm really bored. Shit. I guess you guys have to use the free chat for this one. yeah, I don't have any waiting rooms, don't I? I think it's, yeah. Probably just the free chat. Yeah, you'll be the free chat. No, like, Evelyn, I don't want to watch you right now. I don't have, like, a camera option. Or, like, a camera button. Or that'll be really bad. That'll be horrible. But hello, my Hakitos. It is I, me, by Shane Haka. In the bathtub. In the flesh. Just wanted to chat for a little bit. Maybe sing you guys a couple of songs. Are you guys chatting in the free chat? I don't see you. I'm opening it and you guys are not talking. How dare you? It is Bunsen Haka in the bath, baby. Hell yeah. Bunsen Haka. The Bunsen Haka. Bunsen Haka. Well, what the fuck? Did I end my thing? Hello? Is it still here? Hello, 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 hello? Dude, freaking, I swear to God, freaking Twitter spaces can be so confusing. But that's okay. That is okay. Howdy, howdy. Good morning, I guess. I mean, it's good morning for you. It's 9:20 for me. Why not record it? Because I'm about to break the rules. Why not record it? Because I'm about to give you guys a fucking the karaoke of your life. That's why I don't record it. I'm keeping you in the background during school. Oh shit. What the fuck? Go back to school. Go back to school. What are you doing? Listening to the- What are you doing? Excuse me? Hello? Hi, teacher? This person is listening to a grown man in the bathtub while in school. Alert! 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 Take your phone out. I'm in the other side of the world. True. That is very true. Do you know how many of us... Wait, do you guys listen to me in class? What the fuck? Isn't that, like, the opposite of, like, you know, paying attention? Like, why would you... Why would you listen to me while you're in class? That's like, you're supposed to be getting your education. I will always be second. I'm a teacher. I allow it. Do you gotta phrase it like... I have to phrase it like that. I'm barely 21 years old, though. Not the butts on scissors at school. Dude. This is my first time in space. I'm so confused. Space is gonna be really confusing. But...
Yeah, it is what it is.
little freaking Twitter spaces. I listen to your covers and stuff during class. Okay, that is good. That is completely valid. Okay, and that is absolutely completely valid. You know what? You're right. Alright, fuck it, we ball. I'm gonna give you guys prime time karaoke in the bathtub.
大抵のことだ、くじけない、僕は君とともにある。終末解説の向こう、銀河と星の輝き、去ることなんてもししないよ、糸は日和になんだしょうがない。 60条の細胞だけの君の影を見せてくれ新しい扉の前で一人で寂しくないかな一緒死にたいなんて思ってるのかなそれでも君が好き だよ隣汚れた身泣いても Ekushita ga koga demo.
Just singing the depression. The acoustics are so freaking nice, dude. Like legit. The Batsuban. The Batryoki. Dude, my taste in Vocaloid is so fucking depressing. Like, I don't know why, but there used to be a huge era when I used to listen like a little like Mikitopi when I was like really, really sad. And those songs are like, yeah, they hit different. Those songs are like engraved in my brain. Like, I remember also Shin Soul Democracy. I want to sing Shin Soul Democracy. I'll let you guys know that one, but that's like one of my favorite songs. Shin Soul Democracy. Okay. Oh god, this was sad. I used to cry listening to Ikenaide. No, I still cry, dude. I still cry. I legit still cry. Okay. Naite ita, tara naite ita, ito me ni tsukenai sekai de, soshite hachi wo suri, mijume ni nareba, subete ga mabari deshita. It's woken no more never. The instrumental still in my brain. Yeah, it's probably cutting off because of the acoustics, or I think, huh, wait, hold up. Is my internet dead? No, I am using my good Wi-Fi. That's weird. Dude, my freaking, my washing machine. I'm, like, washing clothes, right? And it's making, like, the most freaking violent sounds ever. It scares the fuck out of me. It's like, dum, dum. It's like, what the fuck, hello? Help. usually sing in the shower. I do, actually. I do sing in the shower. But I feel singing in the bath is completely different than singing in the shower. Because, like, for example, like, you know, when you sing in the shower, like, I am, like, happy, you know, I'm, like, you know, I'm, like, legit, like, standing up, like, I grab my shampoo bottle as a mic. Meanwhile, washing machine stream. Imagine me in the washing machine. That's so fucked up, dude. Oh my god. It just reminds me of that Stuart Little scene. When he got, like, all washed up. Yeah. But, like, I feel singing in the bathtub is, like, different. Because, like, my whole body's, like, compressed. And all I have is, like, this, like, weird voice. Like, all I have is, like, my I'm so comfortable voice. That new ASMR drop. Freaking washing machine, like, Jesus. Yeah, I'm, like, hydraulic pressing the bathtub. And no, I'm not recording this face. Dude. Sometimes I want to be, like, tiny to get inside a washing machine. Like, I feel that the experience will be, like, so fucking cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just imagine myself as, like, the most minuscule, like, being, you know? And I'm just, like, spinning in the washing machine. In the shower, I feel like I'm singing tragically in the rain. Holy shit. That's such a mood, though. I wish I could turn on the shower, but I'm gonna fuck up my phone. I think I'm gonna die. No. I would take it. I am that strong. If anything, you'll be like a freaking, like a Tower of Terror sort of deal. I wouldn't die. I'm too powerful. That's the thing. You guys have, like, no faith in me. It could kill me, though. Nah, it wouldn't kill me. I'm too powerful. I'm too strong. A washing machine would not contest with me. Dude, there's so much to do. I still have shit to do. I'm so happy I took a bath. I'm so happy I'm like, hanging out with you guys. The bath in my new accommodation is, like, bigger, so if I was, like, almost drowning in the previous one, now this one, like, if I actually submerge myself, I could actually, like, drown. I feel like a baby. I'm gestating. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still, like, in the freaking, like, amniotic. Oh my god, this was meant to be comfortable. This was meant to be, like, oh wow, he's singing to me. Oh wow! This man. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. My worst mistake is having a brain. I feel like I'm back in the womb, baby. Oh my god. I'm so sorry for my neighbors, but people at Color Corp told me you can be loud here. I'm taking it, but I'm taking it seriously. The usual bouncing hug experience, dude. That's like hanging out with me experience, though. I'll do, like, the most gentleman shit ever. Like, I'll, like, open your door. I'll, like, open the chair for you. I'll hold your coat. And they'll just be like, holy shit, that's a big car. That's the bouncing hug experience. It really is. Dude, like, you would be like, wow, he's so nice to me. And I can just burp. See, I do that to keep you in check. I do that to keep you in check. I do that to raise your standards. Oh, I do that to raise your standards. I'm doing it to lower down the property value. I'm scared by a burp. That was so... It's loud because, like... You know... Japanese bathroom units... They are, like, a big slab of, like... plastic. So what happens is that... Everything is, like, encapsulated here. So even, like, the most quiet sound... It's, like, amplified by, like, a gazillion... Which makes me wonder, is this like, because, I mean, basically this is like waterproof, like I could drop water in the floor, it doesn't go out to the other room. But it makes me wonder, is this, like, how soundproof is this? Fuck. I should have made a test of, like, putting you guys, like, outside. Like, can I do it?
No, I can't.
I can open the door, though. Hold up. Oh god, that scared me.
My washing machine.
You're right, it's done. That means I've been in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
But wait, this... Huh.
If I open the door, the sound does get like... The seal wears off. And it does have some rubber. So I guess at the end of the day, you really can like... make a Japanese bathroom unit into a sound booth if you really want it. You guys heard that beep, beep. Damn, that's crazy, dude. Every day that goes by, I'm just more amazed at, like, Japanese architecture. Like, you know, like, Japanese, like, constructions, and, like, it's sick, dude. It's fucking sick. It's, like, so cool. But it's so funny. I'm gonna get wrinkly soon. I'm actually wrinkly. I mean, I didn't mean to make a space. I was bored. I just wanted to chat for a bit. I have to rotate the handle because, like, I always do this. Like, whenever I am using my phone in the bath, I only dip one hand, so I gotta rotate it. There we go. And to rotate it. What do you mean long hotels? What the fuck? Like, are they soundproof? Because that's like, it's cheaper to rent a long hotel than to rent a studio. If you think about it, like, since it is soundproof and nothing comes in and nothing comes out, as an emergency situation, renting one of those bad boys is like a makeshift studio. I'm just being cost effective here. Bunsling Haka does not get laid. Don't even think of that. I am thinking here of the what ifs, you know? I am always looking for a bargain. I am always looking for a discount. My brain is large. You know, my brain is like larger than the average, than the average person. Let me tell you that. Yeah, I don't make it so. Dude. I've seen Up Kalaski and Hell in Love Hotels. Is that what we call them now? Oh no, this brings me back to the word collab now. Jesus. Where do the love hotels are supposed to be a bit awkward? I don't know. I mean, I've never been one and I don't plan on being a one. Usually, isn't that called a motel? Because, like, some people rent those to take naps during the day, right? Or is that different? Because in Shinokuni, we call it a motel, Like, we call them moteles, you know? Are they the same thing? Or are those, like, specialized? Because, like, I don't think there should be a shame to, like you know, like, go to a love hotel by yourself. Like, bro, you're lonely. What about it, you know? Like... Why would you be ashamed, dude? You know, what if you just want to take a nap during the day? It's like a capsule hotel, but better. Motel here is like a really bad cheap hotel. So yeah, it's basically just like a place where you don't plan on staying the night unless it's an emergency, or a place where you just rest then, right? Because like, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. Love hotel all for yourself is self-love. True. You never know. You really never know. Yeah, I can imagine it being last resort. I'll be scared to, like, go to a hotel. Because I remember there used to be this freaking Warner, like, series that I watched, like, a while ago about a motel. And it's funny because it used to air right before the Big Bang Theory. And I was always so, like disturbed watching that shit because I had, like, no idea what the fuck was happening. It was like a drama show or something. I don't know if you can get a day only here. It's either the night or... Oh. Ah. You know what they should really normalize, though? You know what I should really capitalize on? I should start my own chain of nap hotels. Hear me out, okay? I'm cooking. Hear me out. Hear me out. You gotta be like, Bunsen Hunker, are you stupid? No, I'm not stupid. Like, this is a thought. This is a thought, okay? This is a thought. What if me, Bunsen Hunker, begins a chain of nap hotels? Hotels where you can actually, like, rent to sleep. And I personally would wake you up. Like, you would tell me, hey, how much do you want a nap for? 3 hours? Bet, brother. I'll wake you up in 3 hours. Like, that'll be sick, dude. That'll be sick. That'll be sick as hell. Like, you want the special service too? I'll put you to fucking sleep. Like, I'll, like, beat the fuck out of you. You know, sometimes you just need, like, a little nap. Like, we will offer different tiers, alright? We will offer different tiers. Like, one tier is a self-service. We're gonna make it cash only, alright? We gotta make it cash only. None of those fucking credit card fees. We don't believe in that shit. Like, credit card fees, bank transaction fees, no, suck that. Fuck it. We're gonna make it cash only, alright? Cash only. Cash only. No. Listen, Linda. You're misunderstanding me. We're gonna make them like a honeycomb, right? We're gonna make it like a honeycomb. But as soon as someone gets in, listen, all right. Oh my god, this is genius. Holy shit. So it's gonna be like a honeycomb, and it's gonna have a protective film. Every time someone leaves the room or someone leaves the cocoon, the protective film is gonna spin. It's got like, and it's gotta like suck, and it's gotta be brand new. No, not a capsule hotel. Not a capsule hotel. Not a capsule hotel. We're gonna call it the Hive. Alright? We're gonna call it the fucking Hive. We're gonna call it the Hive. So it's gotta be a big ass like hexagons, right? And everybody's gonna have like their own hexagon like place. Like, what if you pee yourself when you're sleeping? That don't matter to me. Like, that's okay. Sometimes you have a little accident, you know? You might have a little nightmare. Don't worry. You see what I mean? Like, no, because nests don't make sense.
The whole point of having a honeycomb is that it basically, like, it is contained in itself. It is contained in itself, you know? And every time someone finishes sleeping, like, someone finishes their nap cycle, you see what I mean? It's a nap hotel, dude. Fuck. That's, like, the best idea I've come up with. Like, dude, why aren't people doing that? You know what I mean? I need a reservation for the nap hotel. It's 5 a.m. And I was going to go to bed before I saw this space was happening. I'm so EP. QE, go to fuck to sleep. I'm probably going to get out of the path here because I'm becoming a reason. What do you mean? You don't see my vision? It's self-cleaning rooms in a... Yeah, self-cleaning rooms in a honeycomb-type hotel. And you know what? And what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Like, if you... Okay, so it's got to be... Right, we stopped the tiers, right? We got different tiers now. We got that self-service tier. That's basically you. You pay with cash. You get in the pod. You sleep. And then you go out. The second tier is you get a pillow. Right? But you got to pay more. So you get a pillow. What is the material? The material is completely ventilated silicone. Right? So the whole inside of the pod will be padded. It'll be soft. What protects it is a small thin layer of silicone and ventilation. Perforated, aerated silicone that does not leak. Right? No. I will wake you up personally, but that is for the next tier, right? The tier 3. You tell me, I want to take a nap. And I'll be like, okay, take a nap. For how long? 2 hours. I will go personally. I will knock at your pod. Hello? Wake up. It's time for school. Wake up. It's time for school. Wake up. It's time for school. And then I wake you up. Why do I need to pay extra for her? No, you guys are misunderstanding me. You guys don't see the vision that I have. Why do you guys not see the vision? What is going on? I thought we were the same collective brain cell. Let me explain it to you again. The whole building. Yes, you paid for the extra personal. The whole building is made out of comfortable material. You do not need a pillow. You pay for the pillow for the extra comfort, right? That is what you paid for. That's the second one. You pay for the pillow. The third tier is me waking you up. Because we're trying to make this as, like, you know, as budget friendly as possible. Know what I mean? The whole material of the pod is made out of, like, a comfortable material that is breathable, it's comfortable, it's nice. You know what? Memory foam. Alright, I said it. Memory foam. The whole honeycomb is made out of... No, we don't allow your own pillow space. You bring your own pillows, we shoot you. Alright? So, alright. It's a self-cleaning memory foam building. Why do we have to pay? Because everything in this world costs money, Asu. Everything in this world costs money. Like, I'm trying to run a business here. Like, I'm trying to run a nap hotel business called... The Hive. Yeah, bring your own pillow. Get fucked. 1-star review. Get fucked. We send you the hakitos with a beef. Oh my god! Check this out. Let me cook. We are birds, all right. But since this is a bee-themed hotel. The Hakitos are wearing a bee costume. The Hakitos are wearing a little hat with bee wings. And they also wear a little, like pant with the bee, like, the little, like,
what's it called? The needle. The singer? That's the uniform. That's the uniform. It's just the Hakitos with a little bee outfit. What the fuck is this fusion concept? You wouldn't understand. You're not hip, right? You're not hip with the kids. You would not understand. It's the braille. That's for the Love Hotel, okay? Now we have another business. Now we have another business idea. A couple blocks away from the Nap Hotel, we have the Love Hotel called the Birds and the Bees. The Birds and the Bees. What's happening is we're in the same space, but I thought Hakko was trying to sell his bad water. Not yet. Oh my god. This is my businessman era. The Love Hotel version of the Nap Hotel is going to be called the Birds and the Bees. And it's going to be the exact same material, but the pods will hold two people. Alright? The pods will hold two people. Whatever you do there, it's not a problem. Everything is self-service. There's only one Hakito and the cashier receiving the money and giving you a ticket. They're still wearing the bee outfit. That's the side business. Sounds like Honeybee Inn from Final Fantasy VII. Really? I mean, similar. Bro, 10, don't ask me that question. I am just here to transform your visions into ideas. And once we have your ideas, we transform them into reality. Because that is what business is about, you know? That is what business is about. When you have a business, you want to make sure to have, like, the best, like, you know, like, most profitable course of action. Like, of course we want to have a business. It doesn't matter if it's, like, a different, like, type of, like, demographic, you know? Alright. It's two at a time. Because of social distancing. It's two at a time. Oh no, my phone's about to run out of battery. I have 5%. So if I die, I die. But the bee outfit is sexier? Yes, the bee outfit has fishnets. The bee outfit has fishnets. And that is just for the Love Hotel. The regular Nap Hotel has just the, like, the regular bee theme, but like the Love Hotel has the bee theme, but fishnets. It's too early to get psychological damage, Haka. It's 9:51 here. Fishnets for us. Yeah. Someone needs to draw that, dude. It's just the same. Oh my god. Imagine, like, a Hakito just wants to take a nap. But because the hotels look so similar, the Hakito's just like, which one is this one? Oh, the rooms are bigger. Nice. The rooms are bigger. And he goes into the counter. Can I have one room, please? And the person is just fucking jaded. They're like tired. They're like, yeah, sure, here you go. Oh, thank you so much. I want to take a nap for 5 hours. Yeah, the pass is for 6. Oh, wow. So thank you so much. Very gentle. They walk into the little hotel. They go to sleep. They could not sleep. And they go back to work. Like, I don't think that was a Nap Hotel. I don't think that was a Nap Hotel, guys. I thought it's soundproof. Yeah, so did I. So did the Hakito. that one is, but the other one isn't. We couldn't afford soundproofing with that one, yeah.
Wow, someone's eating yogurt next room. It must be delicious. They keep saying,
to the hive. What is the damn phone dying?
I still have 3%.
I'm quitting my job. Oh my god. Why does it always end like this? Why? Oh god. I'm getting dizzy. Why is it always like this? We can only have one. Huh? Hey bro, it's a love hotel, not a different type of business. That's for the other one. So 5 blocks next. No. Wait, if I got scammed, will I get to nap on your lap as compensation?
No. You get one
2-hour pass on the hive. I can't believe I started with you singing, I know. That wore off real quickly. Alright. Please stop cooking. Oh god. Bro's building a monopoly. I really am. I'm building a monopoly. Economy is nuts. Oh my god. That's so fucking funny. That's so funny. That's like so hilarious. This guy is cooking. Bro, we're building a financial empire here. Alright, Hakitos, my phone is actually about to die. I'm gonna end this space. I'll probably take a shower after, and I'm gonna upload the. I think I might upload the schedule tomorrow, actually, because I am confirming still some things about the anime NYC con appearance. So I'll probably upload it tomorrow, which means your today, but in a couple hours. But yeah. Good, charge your phone, shut down the business. My favorite finance bro, dude. I'm your favorite fintech YouTuber. We're just out here. We're just like doing like financial empires, like startups, you know? Like, what about the hive? Ain't nothing wrong with the hive. Alright, my hackitos. You guys can go to sleep. If you guys are awake, go to sleep, you fuckers. And I'll be uploading my schedule probably soon-ish. I'm not sure yet, but yeah. Before. Okay. I'll show you guys later. I think I still have time to upload a picture. But if not, I'm probably just going to upload a picture after my bath. But I actually do have, I got a gift. I got a very unexpected gift that really made my day. So I just had to like edit the picture a little bit. And I'll show you guys later, okay? Okay, I'll see you guys later, Hakitos. Thank you for coming to my little cursed space and for being here. Even though I went in 2 different complete tangents, you guys are epic. I love you all. Goodbye, everybody. Go to sleep if it's late. Good luck in your day if it's early.
Bye-bye. Ugh.